It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, after cyber attacks and terror threats against theaters scheduled to screen the movie The Interview, Sony Pictures says it's not going to release the film. We look at what's behind that decision.
But first, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee has a new head honcho. Interim Chancellor Mark Mone assumed the permanent role this week.
Although it's the second largest UW campus in the state, it's sometimes overshadowed by UW-Madison, and with Marquette University right next door, more or less, UW-Milwaukee has to work to stand out among other higher education institutions.
Chancellor Mone joins us now to talk about where he hopes to take the UW-Milwaukee during his tenure. Chancellor, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, before your official appointment to the role of chancellor, you've been serving as interim chancellor since May. What initiatives have you started that you want to carry forward and develop?
Well, one of the central ones that we've started during my tenure is to have a real intense focus on some of the student centricity and some of the things that we're working on around our enrollments. We look at those as vital to provide a great quality experience for our students while they're on campus, as well as preparing them for their life beyond when they're on campus. So that might be in the employment sector, it might be in additional grad school, or other things that they want to do, such as circle back and pursue additional education or other development opportunities. So over the last 3 or 4 years, we've followed the trends with a lot of other institutions of higher ed in the state and have faced some challenges regarding enrollment. So that's been a real critical initiative for us to pursue.
Well, now that you're in the role of chancellor, what is at the top of your wish list for UW-Milwaukee?
Well, you know, we have had tremendous impact on the region in a couple of different key ways. One is for our students to serve as an important part of the workforce. So we've got about 158,000 alumni with almost 80% that stay in the state. So it was, we look at the work that's done in all sorts of different organizations from manufacturing to healthcare, financial services, and so forth. We really see that as important. But I think what will be just vital going forward in the future is to not only continue that, addressing the needs of what will make a huge difference for the impact of this state in terms of economic development, but to really look at the other things that a research university such as UWM does. So my wish list would be for us to really strengthen and deepen the types of partnerships in which we engage the business community, the education sector, the areas around research and scientific applications that advance work in water technologies, in a variety of different settings that truly make a difference. We're well aligned with the work that happens in the state around some of the major sectors and clusters, but to continue to strengthen and help move Wisconsin forward from where we have been in the last several years and really move us ahead in a more prominent way to really bolster the state and really work in collaboration with our state government, our Board of Regents, and other partners that we have.
UW-Milwaukee and other campuses around the state sometimes seem to live a little bit in the shadow of UW-Madison. What do you think it would take to get UW-Milwaukee more into the spotlight?
Probably two things would help us in terms of coming out of the shadow, as I think you've described it. One is to have even greater collaboration in the region, and we're well on our way toward that. So we have 21 institutions of higher ed at the 2- and 4-year level, and we're seeing a lot of collaboration, and I'd like to continue to deepen that type of relationship in ways that we haven't seen before. But I also think that people don't always know the type of collaboration that we actually have with Madison around a number of research fronts. The most recent that I could tell you about would be our Johnson Controls Professorship, where we are really on the leading edge globally for some lithium-ion energy storage research. We hired a professor who is joint with Madison and UW-Milwaukee, sponsored by Johnson Control in part, and we are developing in conjunction in that three-way collaboration some of the most important work that is recognized in industry by by a number of folks in government in terms of the federal dollars that have come in to support that kind of research. So that's just one example, but we do all sorts of things in collaboration with Madison, and Chancellor Blank and I have a deep commitment to strengthen and do even more things in that way.
Well, now that you've got the podium as chancellor, what contributions do you think UW-Milwaukee does bring at a statewide level that you think more people should be aware of? You mentioned the collaboration with UW-Madison. Are there other things?
Well, another example would be one of the clusters, one of the areas of development in the future is around biomedical research. And some of the commitments that we've made out at our innovation campus to be close to the Medical College of Wisconsin, but also to align with other universities in the area. So we're having a lot of discussions right now, and there's verbal commitments for a number of universities, and we're not at the MOU being signed stage, but we see in 2015 even more a strengthening of the work in that area. And I think why that's important to the state of Wisconsin is that we have different parts of universities and industry and parts of the community that are involved in different ways that have strengths. But if we can work together in a collaborative way, trying to address some of the important questions in that area, try to resolve some of the unknown issues, we'll be so much more strong. We'll be so much stronger that it can help put us on a national and international profile for some of the key findings and some of the key developments that can spawn new companies, that can solve health issues, that can really strengthen the funding resources that flow into the state for that type of work.
Republican Robin Voss recently said that in the next session, coming up in about 2 weeks, he wants the legislature to look more closely at how much time UW professors are spending in the classroom and some other time allocation issues. What is your response to those concerns?
I think that we all should have accountability in any type of organization. And given my background, I know quite a bit about the quest for accountability, and higher ed is not exempt from that. So I think that it gives us an opportunity to demonstrate the important work that happens both in the classroom and out of the classroom. And that's true at the comprehensive universities as well as the research universities. We have between Madison and Milwaukee a tremendous amount of effort that is underway. And I think if you look at the work that happens with our students outside of the classroom in terms of the supervision of the quality of work that's done, and the other things that faculty members do, I think we can demonstrate significant accountability.
The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute has called Milwaukee a city in crisis and is suggesting that part of that issue stems from a low number of people who have four-year degrees in the city. Do you think that UWM could be doing more to attract and retain and graduate more people with four-year degrees?
You know, that's a really important issue, and if I can broaden it just a little bit first, and then I'll come back and answer the question directly. I would argue and agree, certainly, that Milwaukee is on the map, oftentimes for many of the wrong reasons. There's just statistic after statistic. We see it certainly weekly, if not daily, in terms of a number of social issues that Milwaukee and, frankly, Madison have in terms of graduation rates, poverty, incarceration, and a number of other important issues. UW-Milwaukee can play an even bigger part in partnership with other institutions of higher ed, as well as the K-12 system, with elected officials. And I think we have not just an opportunity, but as the largest public research university serving southeastern Wisconsin and one that really serves the largest number of Wisconsin residents, I think we have an obligation to engage. And part of it is what you're talking about in terms of the number of degrees. So our graduation rate, our retention rate, we will be working on those. That's part of the initiatives that I've been working on and will continue. I also think that developing a strong resource base and working in collaboration with both Milwaukee Public Schools, MATC, and then broadening that to work with the Choice, Charter, and other two-year school systems in the region is a really important part of helping to address that. So I feel very committed and look forward to taking on some of those issues in collaboration with others in the region.
Leadership turnover has been pretty frequent relative to other campuses. I wonder if you think that has affected progress at UW-Milwaukee.
Well, I think some have suggested that, and certainly many people have said that's one of the things that they look at when you talk about turnover at any academic institution, why there's some comfort with the fact that I've been at UW-Milwaukee for 25-plus years and plan on staying here, maybe not for 25 more, but certainly some lengthy period. I think that if you look at the national average, probably for public institutions, I think 4 years is about the average. So it's not too surprising. And if you look at the progress that's been made for UW-Milwaukee with our last three chancellors, I think it's just been nothing short of remarkable. While each of them have been different, they have continued to move this campus forward in important ways. So I look forward to building on their progress and their greatness, and would hope to be here a long time. And yet, to your point, I do hear that a lot in the community. I, having been here for a long time, have felt that myself, that the stability and leadership allows us to really move things more in a more committed way and have a bigger impact. So those are my thoughts on that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That was Mark Mone, the new chancellor of UW-Milwaukee.